My guest has arrived. His name is Will Perkins. He's smiling happily because everything's going so well with his new play, which is called, Will?
Development Hell.
Perfect. Tell us all about it, Will.
Well, it's a show that I've written, and I wrote about a year and a half ago. And I know that I wanted to put something on outside of school, really, and sort of take that challenge and that step, you know, away from from sort of a safe environment. And then found two excellent actors, as you may know, Helen and Steve Redding, who are obviously for Red Tie, and they're just wonderful and hilarious and just great people.
Yeah.
And then it began, and it just happened, and we rehearsed, and doing it for a local island charity, which is the Jack Frost Appeal, which they're really excellent people with a really excellent sort of goal, and they provide like winter warmth packages for people on the island who, in sort of fuel poverty. So they're really, really wonderful, are really great people. So it's just a great experience.
Okay, well done you. But when you talk about school, tell us a bit about that, because some people might not know you and which school. And
well, I go to Ride School.
Yeah.
I'm in my last year, so sort of waiting for uni offers, etc. I think that's it, really.
So, how old are you, Will?
17.
Okay, awesome. And you have written several plays already, haven't you?
Yes, yeah,
how
quite a few.
How many have you written?
Well, I don't know, probably something like 10.
Wow.
But that's not. Lots of those have just sort of stayed on a computer somewhere. Or,
yeah, but we all do that.
Yeah, of course.
The point is, you've written them, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're, you know, I enjoy it, so I, you know.
Where did it all come from, then, your love of playwriting?
Well, actually, it's quite a funny. Well, it's not, maybe not funny to anybody else, but
tell us anyway.
Yeah, it's when I was younger, I did a production at school in the winter term, and then the summer term came about, and I remember thinking that there's just nothing going on, nothing for my age group as well, specifically in school.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, well, I might as well just write my own thing and just have people I want to have in it. And it was and that's kind of how it began. So that was like 5 years ago.
Wow.
And it was a silly little thing called The Master and His Butlers, and it was just a silly little show, but that's basically probably the root cause of
And you were 12 when you wrote
think,
that.
I must have been, which always seems a bit strange saying out loud, but yeah.
Wow, yeah. That's amazing, though. Is that something that sort of runs in the family, the writing, or is it just something that you've discovered in yourself?
I don't know. I suppose everyone likes to say the cliche of, oh, you know, my family's crazy and, you know, everyone's all a bit bonkers and stuff, but it's not really anything like that. I mean, my brother, he's at uni at the moment, and you know, he's very much into stuff like that, and he acts a lot, and we sort of began that sort of thing, really, from the general sense of a family. My grandmother went to drama school, but other than that, nothing that specific.
Okay.
No.
So can you I'm going ooh ah here, but I think the first time I had contact with you was you submitted a play for a playwriting competition that I ran.
Yeah.
Tell us about that play.
Yeah, well, that was a play I wrote probably around the same time as I wrote Development Hell, plug, and called Gunpoint. And I remember, actually, fun enough, my grandmother, who I was just speaking about, she said, oh, called Mum up and was like, oh, has Will heard about this competition?
Yeah.
And then I had already had this script, I think. I was visiting a friend up in Suffolk, and the idea came to me, and I wrote it, and then tied it up a little bit, and then sent it off.
Yeah, and won.
Which was really quite cool, actually. Yeah,
We presented that play, didn't we, as part of an evening of 15-minute plays. Mm-hmm. Yours was the first on.
It was, yeah. I was very lucky. I was very lucky.
Can you describe the opening scene for us, for people who, just to give them an idea of the drama that you wrote?
Well, basically, it begins with this father running in, and he's sort of looking around trying to hide, and you soon find out that he's hiding from his son. And basically they have a very sort of, they have a terrible relationship, basically no relationship. And the son then points a gun at his father, and it's like, I'm going to kill you. And it's basically over the sort of the 15 minutes, it's just this process of watching the father slowly reduce the son down, you know, sort of playing on his sort of sentimental side and his emotional side. And and it has quite a sort of quite a nasty ending, I think, actually. This is one of my favourites, I think.
I know, yeah.
Ending-wise, yeah.
I know, and you look so innocent sitting there.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, okay. No, it's a brilliant play, and you're a really talented writer. So
thank you very much.
Now, you're desperate to plug the new play. You don't want to really be talking about these old ones like I do. So go on.
What?
Tell us about Development Hell. So the title alone is quite interesting.
Yeah, well, it's funny, really. Well, I got my brother to read through the script originally, and it had the worst name. It was like some silly name which I thought up, you know, and it was called The Unwanted Apprentice, and it's just so rubbish, so, so rubbish. But I was just struggling with what to call it, and I caught an interview but from Matthew Vaughan. He did things like Kick-Ass and stuff like that, the films like that. And he was talking about a process called Development Hell, which is where a script, usually for film but and television, but also in theatre as well, where it has an idea and the script is written, but it keeps going in development. So they change the characters, they change the name, you know, it keeps going through. And some of these projects, you know, end up being like 12 years long, and that's before they've even started filming or shooting.
Yeah.
And my play revolves around two friends, Michelle and Tim. And Michelle is a successful musical writer, and Tim is an unsuccessful writer who's this sort of unsatisfied barista. And he comes along with his own play and is like, can you have the read of this? And basically they both find out that it's just brilliant. And it then ends up in this kind of cat and mouse game of them both trying to sort of gain ownership of the script. Hence the name Development Hell.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I'm quite proud of that one, that name-wise.
Yeah, yeah.
It took ages to come up with.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a full-length play, is it, Will?
Yeah.
Just the two characters?
It's just a two-hander.
Yeah, okay. Yep. And where is it being staged?
It was staged last Saturday. Oh, no, God, two Saturdays ago. It was staged some Saturday ago.
Yeah.
At the Ventnor Arts Club, so thank you to them, because they were just really helpful and wonderful with that.
Okay.
But on the 5th and 6th, which is not next weekend, but the weekend after that, it's being staged at the Key Arts.
Oh, brilliant.
Which is obviously another lovely, lovely venue.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place. Yeah.
So February the 5th and 6th, and go to the Key Arts website and stuff.
Yes, please. Yeah, go to the Key Arts. I mean, we've done all sorts of like Facebook events and stuff like that, but please, yeah, go to the Key Arts, and 7:30 start, 5th and 6th, and you'll have a great time, I promise.
Yeah, and you, so well plugged. You said at the beginning that this was a big step for you, because you're staging something outside the, in quotes, safe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it is that safe.
No,
I've been in there and seen stuff. In fact, I think I saw one of your exam pieces.
I think you did, yeah.
With Holly?
Yeah, you
it?
Did.
Holly
After, what's it called? After Magritte.
Yes.
It's called, Tom Stoppard play, which is brilliant.
So, and really high quality stuff. So
yeah, well... Well, school... especially the drama department at school is just so, so wonderful. Mr. Ball, Miss Evans, Sue, who's joined us, and obviously Mr. Brown, just brilliant, really great group of people. Yeah. And because because you get quality, you usually get audience in and stuff like that. So when taking it away from that, it's that whole new ball game of like, oh, am I going to have the money for this? How do I get people here? How do I market it?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ways I tackled that was, unfortunately, she couldn't be with me here today, but take on my producer, Jess Norton, who is just so brilliant. She's just so, so, so helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and tell us about Jess then.
Oh, well, Jess is in the year below me, and Jess usually does the sort of stage managering and backstage stuff for the productions.
Yes.
But she's just... we could just hit it off, really, and became really good friends. And I remember thinking, I can't think of anybody else who would be better for this role than Jess. Okay. So she's brilliant.
Yeah. Can you describe the significance of doing something outside of school? So what have been the issues for you? Mm. You touched on them earlier, but what is the difference, would you think?
Well, I think definitely the main thing you always worry about, like anybody worry about, if you're doing a show or anything like that, is are people going to go and see it?
Yeah.
So are people going to hear about it and they're going to see it? So that's the first thing you sort of jump over. But I think you quite quickly work through that. You think, well, I'll do this and that, and that's okay. Mm. I think one of our main worries sort of around Christmas time was, are we going to have the budget? And because obviously it's for charity, for the Jack Frost charity, we wanted to cover our costs so that any ticket money could then pretty much go to the Jack Frost appeal.
Yeah.
So it was about finding sponsors and creating a marketing letter and sending it out that sort of thing. So that was, I think that's probably the main challenge, really.
All right. Okay. So raising the funds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got any other plays in the pipeline then?
Yeah, funnily enough, actually.
Because mm-hmm. You formed a production company, haven't you?
Well, sort of. Recently, we entered the National Student Drama Festival, and I put on another show that I've written, which is a two-hander, called This Is Rocket Fuel, which happened a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's actually it's in a trilogy, Development Hell, and This Is Rocket Fuel, and then the third one, which I'm writing soon. But I decided to put that on with some friends of mine, Sam and David, who were also brilliant. And we decided, let's enter the National Student Drama Festival. So we had that on the 15th. And then actually, we're meant to be finding out today whether we get in or not. So I've sort of been sitting at home worrying and getting very, very nervous.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got another play to come. Are you going to stage that on the island?
I'm not sure yet. I think at the moment, because of the trials and tribulations of Rocket Fuel and of Development Hell, I think I'm going to have a bit of a break. Because I decided, for some very strange reason, I put them very close to each other.
Yeah, you have.
Which I thought, I'm not in them. I can direct them. They're fine, and then make script changes and do all this. And I'm thinking, come on, just chill out. Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure to put yourself under, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Particularly when you're trying to qualify for uni as well.
Don't mention it, Kevin. I try not to think about it.
Yeah. Dare I ask, what are you planning to do? Where are you planning to go for uni? Have you got plans laid?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I spent quite a bit of my time last year thinking I didn't want to go. And then I just ended up falling in love with history of art, the subject of history of art. And which is it's a really great subject as well, because it's not the sort of thing, it's not usually taught in schools and stuff like that. So and then I ended up applying for stuff like that, and I've got a few offers from stuff, so it's going well, so I can't complain at all, other than feeling a little bit ill at the moment. I can't complain.
Well, you don't sound it or look it.
I pull it off very well, Kevin, thank you very much.
Yeah, obviously an actor. But you also do a lot of acting yourself, don't you? Do you find that helps with the writing?
I think the main thing it helps is the directing, because we've all, well, I say all, I think people who have been in amateur theatre or any sort of theatre have all had a director who you haven't necessarily particularly got on with, or not necessarily not got on with, but find quite difficult.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I always think about, is trying to make everybody very comfortable, because I know personally that some people thrive on that kind of that challenge. Mm-hmm. Whereas I know that if I don't feel comfortable in the rehearsal space, then I'm not going to. So yeah, that. But also, of course, it helps with the writing and the characters you meet and the way people say things that sort of thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic. Oh, you've done so well, though. It's absolutely brilliant.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Well,
you have my utmost respect. Because you're quite a prolific writer, and sometimes it's you can write in a bit of a vacuum, can't you? But to actually see your work come to life on the stage is probably one of the best things ever.
It is good. I think as well, again, because my brother reads a lot of my shows, so he sometimes reads them and think, oh, I just don't know how this is going to be staged, and then if it ever is, or when it does, he usually says, oh, it comes alive so much more. So I think so that I'm very, very lucky to have such good support around me.
Yeah, well, you're too modest. Anyway, good luck with Development Hell.
Thank you very much.
And give us one more reminder about where and when people can see it.
Development Hell, the Key Arts, 5th and 6th of February, and that's 7:30. Please go to their website and please buy a ticket. Thank you very much.
All right, well plugged. All right, thanks, Will.
Thanks very much, Kevin.